Yasser Arafat and his prime minister-designate Mahmoud Abbas agreed this week on a new cabinet. If, as expected, the Palestinian legislature approves the cabinet next week, Abbas will be invited to Jerusalem for talks, and the U.S. will announce its new roadmap to peace. Khalil Jashan is president of the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee. He says convincing the Palestinians to follow any roadmap will be difficult for Abbas if he's perceived as being too friendly with the Bush administration.
I think the president made a big mistake when he kind of endorsed him publicly. I think the last thing he needed is this hug of death. It would have been better to kind of leave him alone, have him kind of establish his own credentials, if you will. His critics basically point out to the fact that he's not new by any stretch of the imagination. After all, he has been a deputy or a close associate of Yasser Arafat for 35 years. So it's not necessarily, I mean, people who were looking for a clear departure from Yasser Arafat and from Fatah, people who were looking for a cabinet of technocrats, if you will, people of independent minds who might lead totally in a totally different direction, are somewhat disappointed.
What's the division of power? How much power will Arafat still have, for example?
Well, as far as Arafat is concerned, I think you could tell just from his moves over the past few months and few weeks that he seems to be reconciled to the fact that his powers have been diminished.
The United States and Israel are going to expect the prime minister to crack down on militant groups, like Hamas. Can he do that?
It depends what is meant by this term, crackdown. Sometimes the impression one gets, there is no appreciation in Washington for the complexity of what is meant by a crackdown, particularly lack of appreciation for the fact that on the ground in Palestine, this is translated to mean civil war. Because you're asking the prime minister in this case, or the president in the case of Arafat, to basically disarm militias that are either within, you know, his own political grouping or within the opposition, the Islamist, particularly opposition in Palestine. That is not going to happen peacefully.
The so-called roadmap to peace that Washington has promised to unveil once this cabinet is ratified envisions a Palestinian state by 2005. Is that realistic?
Of course it is realistic, but this is an enterprise. The roadmap is an enterprise that requires commitment from three parties. The Palestinians are only one. As a matter of fact, they are the weakest link within that chain, the three. What you need is also an Israeli partner, an Israeli government that is willing to deliver. When you read the roadmap, most of the demands that you start with are placed on the Palestinians. But let's assume the Palestinians are capable and willing to do that. By the end of the first year, this year, the Israelis are supposed to deliver a total freeze on settlements. Is the current government capable of delivering on that? Because if the answer is no, then we can't move to step two, we can't move to step three. And I just can't see that happening. And the third one is having an administration here. There is an American role here that should not be minimized. I've been a student of American foreign policy for a long time, and I've noticed in the past every peacemaking attempt we have engaged in was preceded by years and months of intensive preparation in Washington, a team being set up, option papers being prepared. Thus far, zero. Right now where the administration is, the fact that its plate is so full with all kinds of other issues, it's difficult to be optimistic.
Khalil Jashan is president of the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee.